and welcome to another episode of Moral Dilemma, the show that asks where the line is, would you cross it, and why. Joining us in the studio this week is pool culture frontman and all-round nice guy, or so we thought, James Morrison. James, welcome to the show.
Hello, Lincoln. Thank you for having me.
That's a pleasure. Okay, straight into our first question, which goes like this. You are on a boat with a child who is strapped with a bomb and chained to the boat. The bomb has two wires, snip one and boom. The bomb will blow you both to hell. Snip the other and fizzle. It will deactivate. The bomb is due to go off in 20 minutes. You can either take a 50-50 chance on the bomb, or if you swim 200 meters to the shore, there is a button you can press which will deactivate the bomb and save the child. But here's the catch. It's shark-infested waters. Would you take a 50-50 on the bomb, or would you risk being eaten alive and swim to shore?
Are there any other people on the boat, or is it just me and the child?
Just you and the child.
When you first asked, I was leaning towards shark-infested waters. However, upon reflecting on it for a grand total of like 20 seconds, I've changed my mind and I'll do a 50-50 on the bomb.
Why?
Because if... Let's say I swam in the water. Swimming in the water is definitely not 50-50, but let's say it was a 50-50 chance as well. Either I would get to the shore and everyone would be hunky-dory. Everything would be hunky-dory. Like,
all good.
But if I died or was, you know, eaten alive, or if I lost a limb, it would be fine as long as I could still get to that button.
Yeah.
But if I died, the issue there would be that that child would be all alone in that boat, certain to die.
Yeah.
Whereas if I stay there and I snip the wire, we're in this together. I used to swim when I was younger.
So you're a good swimmer.
So
you think you could do it?
I could easily swim 200 meters
in 20 minutes. Yeah. Especially if there's a shark chase.
Yeah. Well, like Olympians do 100 meters in less than a minute. What, it's like 50 seconds or like 45 seconds or something for a I don't know what the world record is.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It's less than a minute.
It's pretty quick.
So
it's a world record.
I think I could do it in like half that time. So let's say it takes me a maximum of 5 minutes to get to shore.
I'll make a couple of points. First point to make is that there are over 470 species of sharks, and they've been living on the planet for 420 million years. So a lot longer than we've been around. The smallest shark, the dwarf shark, dwarf lantern shark, is only 17 centimeters. It's not really going to do much to you. While the whale shark is the largest species in the world and it's a vegetarian, they're about 12 meters long. The teeth and jaws of sharks, they're deadly, but only the great white, oceanic white tip, tiger, and bull sharks are responsible for fatal attacks on humans. The International Shark Attack File reveals that between 1580 and 2014, more than 500 people lost their lives due to roughly 2,850 shark attacks. USA and Australia are the most shark-infested countries in the world. And as SBS reporter James Thompson claims, shark attacks receive plenty of media attention, but figures show they kill very few people each year, with 3 people dying from shark attacks on average in Australia each year. How does that affect your answer?
You're making it seem like it's the better option with the facts that you're putting out there. But from the original question, you said it was shark infested.
Yeah.
So by that, I made the assumption that there were visibly sharks you could see
there are.
In the water.
Yeah.
Now
it's a cross-section of sharks. There's definitely a white pointer in there. There's probably a gummy shark too, but it's infested. So that's your odds are... Well, you don't know.
You don't know your odds. I could handle a tiger shark, a great white, or a white pointer, or a bull shark. On the other hand, I could not. If I saw one of those in the water, I wouldn't jump.
They'd all be in there. It's just a shark party.
But if I didn't see a big shark, like a man-eating looking shark, obviously sharks don't actually eat man. They don't like the taste of man.
Mm. But you know, bull sharks, they'll actually come back and have. You know, like a great white will take a bite and go, oh, I don't like that.
But bull sharks would be like, maybe.
Yeah, they're like, oh, I should go back, just have a, try a little bit more, you know, return to the buffet.
It's like, well, I've got to eat something.
Yeah, pretty much.
We're ignoring the fact that perhaps there's something I could rip off the boat to use as some sort of spear.
a spear or a shark infested, well, how many sharks are you going to kill? And you're just going to piss off the shark if you just, what if you mess up? And it's like, oh, I wasted all my time trying to fashion a spear. The bomb's going to go off soon. You just have to take the 50-50 anyway. You think that's what you try to do? You try to kill some sharks?
No, I'm not going to like stand on the boat and throw bits of metal at them or anything.
You're going to swim with the spear.
I think I would swim with... I could swim with like some sort of long, pointy object that if it seemed like a shark was going to come up to me, I could just like prod it from afar. And like if I hit it in the nose, it might be like, oh, no, I don't really want this.
Mm. Does that mean you're changing your answer? You wouldn't take the 50-50?
It's all hypothetical. I don't know. I don't know what I would do. I like the idea of, hey, bud, we're all in this together. I'm going to make sure if one of us is going to die, both of us are going to die. Kind of thing.
So you'd still go the 50-50?
Yeah, I think I might go the 50-50.
After all the spear talk and everything, you still go the 50-50?
Yeah.
Growing up in shark-infested waters, I'm quite comfortable with them and I would swim to shore.
Think your odds are better?
Well, I think they're much better since if it's a guarantee that if I made it to shore, I pushed the button, it would deactivate the bomb altogether. That'd be a win-win.
Are you a strong swimmer?
Very strong swimmer.
Yeah.
However, if I was to attempt to cut the wires, possibly take the life of the child and myself, wouldn't be such a good outcome.
I'd take the 50-50 on the bomb, I think.
Why?
Gonna be dead either way. If you swim in shark-infested waters, you got a 50-50 chance of surviving.
You reckon?
Yeah.
I think I do the 50-50 chance.
Yeah, are you a good swimmer?
Yeah, I'm a good swimmer, but the water is full of sharks.
Yeah.
And this is a 50-50 shong too, that you take from a shark, or you swim the wrong...
So you think you got a better chance with the 50-50 than with the shark?
This is difficult.
I'm not the best swimmer, so I think the sharks would get me pretty easily.
Yeah.
So I think I'd go 50-50 on the bomb.
Okay. What, so just because of your swimming ability?
Pretty much, yeah. But I mean, like, at the same time, like, shark-infested waters, depending on the shark as well, if you know your sharks.
It's a mix of sharks. One white pointer in there.
Yeah. I think you're automatically better off going for the 50-50 on the bomb.
I'd go swimming.
Why?
Because sharks don't scare me that much.
Yeah.
I mean, if they're... hungry sharks or angry sharks, that wasn't stipulated. I'm going to go for the sharks are in their natural environment and they're just doing their thing and they're going to take a look at me and go, I don't want that white human.
Just try and like jump on the back of the whale.
You jump on the back of the whale.
Yeah, you're going to take you to shore.
All right, James, well, we have time for one more question and it goes like this. Would you blow up the home planet of an alien race if that planet's leaders planned to invade Earth and enslave all Americans?
No.
Why? That was a cold kind of like... Well, just straight out, no. Why?
Straight out, no.
Tell me.
This is very similar to the first question. Would you end all world wars if it meant living in a totalitarian government? This is just like saying, would you be okay with one country disappearing off the face of the earth? Yes. There was a bit there I kind of just left out, I think.
Something clicked.
Look, there's no... You didn't say anything about Australia, so Australia could be fine.
Yeah,
they're only going to mess
with Americans and they're going to enslave them. You can either press a button, blow up their planet and prevent them from coming to Earth and enslaving Americans, or you can go, you know what, there must be heaps of people living on that planet because Earth is, what, 7.5 billion people? There might be 7.5 billion alien people over on Percy I-8 or whatever it happens to be called.
Omicron Percy I-8.
Yeah, and you could be ending all their lives if you tried to save America. I mean, what are you going to do?
That is the moral dilemma, isn't it? That there could be some people there who aren't okay with whatever they're doing is like, no, let's not enslave the United States. Let's just like live on our planet and be cool. Or perhaps the leaders of this planet have seen that the US seems to be in the center of every conflict that has happened on Earth. And they're like, let's try and make Earth a better place just by removing all of these 250 million people.
So you think they might be trying to do us a favor?
Look, anything could happen. Honestly, what the US has done so far in their entire existence has all led to the election of Trump, right?
Yeah. Well, before we get to that, let me hit you with some research I did on this. In a recent article by space.com, NASA chief scientist Alan Stefan claims that we're going to have strong indications of life beyond Earth within a decade and thinks we're going to have definite evidence within 20 to 30 years. A strong voice in the debate about alien contact has been Stephen Hawking, who recently warned in a new film online against making contact should we discover alien life, when he said that any civilization reading our messages could be billions of years ahead of humans, and if so, they will be vastly more powerful and may not see us as any more valuable than bacteria. On the other side of this equation is a harsh question of whether Americans are worthy of saving, and that's kind of what you're talking about here. TopEnds.com claims America's top three war crimes are the My Lai Massacre of 1968. These soldiers were ordered to enter the village firing. 300 civilians were shot or bayoneted to death during the course. The second one, Massacre of Wounded Knee, 1890. Perhaps one of the worst ones would be Abu Ghraib and 2003, the abuses against people locked up in detention there. Does that shape your view on this, the atrocities that America has alleged or been found to have conducted?
Well, these are the documented war crimes that the US has committed. There's a plethora more which are under speculation or don't have solid facts but are heavily vetted, in that they 99.99% happened. For example, you can't look past the events following 9/11 and that, what, like 2,200 Americans died or something, but there have been hundreds of thousands of innocent Middle Eastern civilian lives lost as a casualty or like as a retaliation by the US. To put it bluntly, they do have it coming.
Yeah, but should a people be blamed for the actions of their leaders? And it is a democracy, so they did elect them. There is that attachment. But it's kind of the same thing with if the aliens are going to come here and blow up all Americans, is that planet to blame for the actions of their leaders? So your final answer, James, I'm going to have to ask for it before we wrap up. Final answer?
I would spare the aliens' home planet. I would let them just take over the US.
Moral dilemma.
When the aliens come to the Americans, I think I press the button, yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's already happened. I'm pretty sure Donald Trump is the leader of that alien race. I suppose it could be the same sort of thing as here, like, you know, it could be just the politicians who want to enslave Earth and not the rest of the... That is a really hard one, actually. Yes, I would blow up the planet.
No.
Why?
Well, because it would be killing a bunch of other people. And if their plan is to only enslave Americans, they're not killing them.
Well, I suppose them wanting to blow up America makes them no better than the Americans to begin with, so... not all Americans, of course, just the political establishment, the way they view the world and how they can control things with weapons. So I'd say given that they're no better, I would push the button.
Oh, just Americans? Everyone else would be left in peace? After recent events, I'd probably put out a red carpet for them and just be like, yeah, welcome, come. America's that way. Yeah, no, I wouldn't commit mass genocide for the sake of Americans.
It's all right. I mean, there's a lot of other people. Good people, smart people. It's like, well, all of Africa got enslaved at one point by Americans, so What do Americans have that the rest of the world doesn't? A bit slower, a bit dumber. Good slave material.
That is all the time we have for today's show, and as per usual, I'm going to leave our listeners with a question, and it goes like this. Would you give up the internet if you could permanently rid your hometown of hard drugs? My name's Lincoln James, and you've been listening to
Moral Dilemma.